Thank you for calling the Dublin Home Depot. This call may be re-
Home Depot, and it's them poor folks just trying to work.
Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product.
You ain't never gonna get a real person on that.
What's my order status?
What's my order status?
Oh my god.
What's the phone number associated with you don't
want to kill
my bad. Bad.
Person.
Person.
Speak with an operator.
Human.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
I doubt it.
Here we go.
Well, hello. Welcome, everybody, to episode 45 of the Coffee and Ketchup podcast. We are very excited to have you joining us today. I don't know why I do the intro like we're live. You know what I mean? Like we're actually on the radio.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of callers today. Thank you.
I like it.
I know you do.
I don't like the hello. I don't like that, but I like.
Three snuck out of there.
I mean,
I don't like anything about anything other than it's kind of like live. Everything else is just crap. But
no, I didn't say that.
I like the fact it sounds like the radio. Yeah. Hold on, caller.
Reminds me
of home. Just a moment.
I do like this skirt we got right here.
The skirt is phenomenal.
Yeah.
What a great addition. Thank you so much, Carl. Absolute legend. It's fantastic. You know?
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Derek has no pants on.
That's what I was going to say.
Derek
all my stuff's dirty.
Not have on pants.
He's doing laundry.
But you would never know.
That's true.
But
the weird thing is I do have on socks. Ankle socks.
White.
Well, white.
Do you
dirty
sleep
on the
in
bottom.
Socks?
So, yeah.
No.
You don't sleep in socks?
No,
you sleep in socks.
No, I can't.
Bro, I have to.
Really?
I have to.
Your feet get cold?
The one thing in my life that I'm, like, super self-conscious about is my feet.
Really?
I would be too.
I think I have ugly feet.
I would be, too.
Listen, you saw him in the shower that one time, Brian.
But still, bro, it scarred me.
He's haunted by it.
Listen, I got soap in my eyes. Can you get me a towel?
Hey, me and you, in all seriousness, we need to have a conversation after this episode, and I need to try to help you get past that, because I've got the ugliest feet there's ever been.
Maybe it's going to be a long night, okay?
Just saying,
I don't know. Because
I got to stay around for this. This cannot go.
And I'm not being funny here. Well, I'm being honest here. So you got five of them on your foot, right?
Five?
Most people.
What?
Five toes. So...
This is going to be so much fun.
Three of mine are the same length. So what I'm telling you is, if I can overcome that and let JJ see my feet, and she says, take your socks and shoes and socks off, relax a little while.
Have you ever gotten a pedicure?
Once.
Did they do it?
They did, and then the lady...
Did they talk the whole time?
No, she said... no pay. She just looked at me. She said, no pay. And I said, no pay what? She said, you don't have to pay. And I said, why? She said, no return.
Just don't ever come back.
And I was like, no pay, no return. It sounds like a song to me. And I'm like, well, are you serious? No pay and no return?
Yeah.
So I've had one. That was about six years ago.
It's not something that like keeps me up at night, but like I've just gotten into a habit where I just wear socks all the time.
All right, so put that on the list. In 2024, we're going to overcome that, and you're going to stop sleeping in socks.
I did go to the doctor, as we talked about on here, and get my toenail.
I remember that.
You know, maybe I can rock some flip flops now. I don't know.
I think you should.
But yeah, usually I wear slides and socks. Anyways.
Can I see your feet? Have you got any?
Not right this second. Okay. That's for the premium version of Coffee and Ketchup.
Okay, go ahead.
Feet stuff.
$4.99.
Thank you so much for attempting to stay. If you're still with us, we appreciate it. If you've cut off and not seeing this yet, we understand. It's okay. Much of our family has done the same thing. Thank you for joining us. Episode 45. We've got obviously you can already tell, we've got a great one in store for you today. A lot of fun stuff to talk about, a lot of good content. If you haven't already, please subscribe, like the video, comment down below. If you have feet, conscious. What?
If you have
if you're conscious of your
issues,
if you're self-conscious.
Self-conscious.
There you go.
That's
the way.
Hopefully, you know, or if your feet don't have five of them, let us know down in the comments. We'd like to
that's
know
right.
that too.
That's right.
Or
if you've ever been told no pay.
You can't I'm laughing when that truck comes, never mind. Comes flying down.
You can't see him. Never mind. Never
I'm
mind.
I'm laughing if it comes flying down.
Okay. Carry
anyways,
on.
Thank you so much for tuning in again. We're going to go ahead and get started with our homework from last week. Derek had a great idea and gave us all some homework about some.
What you just did? You say I had a great idea?
I did, and it's recorded.
That is the
it's recorded.
First
it will
time
be in history until
in
I cut
45
it out.
45 episodes.
This is never going to make it to editing. Don't worry, we'll cut it out. We'll cut it out in post.
Sure you. And who's the editor?
That's it. We'll rip that out in post.
Please do.
So the homework, as given by Derek with his great idea, was to find a song or album from childhood that you really liked then, but you don't like now.
Define childhood, though. That was...
It could be from 88 up till till I don't know
that
2005.
That was smooth.
2005.
So
okay.
Right. Yeah, this 15 yeah. to 20
okay,
years
so
and beyond.
It does. There's really no timeline
so
on
not
it. Something
not necessarily childhood.
So I'll say this. So there were probably songs that, and I'm saying for myself, I'll speak for myself, that I grew up and I was like, man, that'll never get old. And all of a sudden,
it was old.
10 years later, you're going, I can't listen to it. And it's, gotcha. We all have them, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. It took
whatever,
me a while.
Whatever genre.
It definitely took me a second to find it. I wasn't sure how to go
genre.
About it, but I
yes.
found one that I hate. And then the other half of that was to find one that has withstood the stands
yes,
the sands
yes,
of time.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's still, you can listen to it just as good
yes.
as you can
yes.
Today as you could back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've got both prepared. Brian,
so Brian
do homework?
We're going to let Brian go first?
Nope. I don't want to go first.
Brian okay. has to do his homework while we talk about
my
ours.
My last name starts with a T, so I'm used to being able to go last.
Okay.
Class.
So
close to last.
Since I came up with the
would
assignment.
Brian Thomas come? Brian
Thomas,
Thomas would, come,
would come at the end.
It would be near
before
the end.
Derek Thomas.
Right. So you,
before
you, and then me.
Fair that's enough.
True. Yeah.
I like it. I like
okay.
It.
So
okay.
Hold
okay.
on. So it was again, it was an out.
Now he does his whole
yeah,
work.
Now
he's
I've like,
been busy shooting okay. cars.
Just like high school.
How'd we do that? I'm kicking some wires. We gotta.
Okay.
We'll have to zip tie. We'll figure something out. Don't worry about it. Sorry about that, y'all. Okay. So for the one that I used to like and now cannot listen to, we got to go with Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Butterfly.
You know what song we're talking about?
I do. Yes,
you know
I do.
What song?
Yes.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Sugar.
You're
baby.
My butterfly.
You're my sugar, butterfly.
Yeah,
sugar.
Yeah. And I could probably sing the whole song.
You probably could.
You know, listen, I liked it back then, and I would skip it today. If for some reason Google decided that's what I, or YouTube decided that's what I wanted to listen to, I would fight Google.
I would
you know,
still
I would
listen
have
to
disagree.
It. I mean, I, yeah, and I don't know all the lyrics. I mean, I wouldn't karaoke it or anything like
I'm
that.
I'm not sure Crazy Town knows all the lyrics.
Like, no, because that dude is a train wreck.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
What's his name?
I don't
remember. I have no idea.
He was on Dr.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know that yeah. he remembers either.
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point. But yeah, anyway, so that song, I just can't. You know,
you just can't do it anymore.
No, it's too. It's too poppy. It's too. The lyrics are just kind of stupid.
I am chomping at the bit to know which one. Please carry on. I need to hear the one that you love and has
the
staying power.
The one I love is the entire Hybrid Theory album by Linkin Park.
Oh, God.
Start to finish.
Dude.
I can tell you where I was the very first time I heard
that's
it.
Not bad.
Going on a youth trip to Epworth by the Sea, I went with this other guy, and we, you know, back then we had Walkmans, children,
mm-hmm.
And portable CD player.
You had
yeah,
a Walkman?
Absolutely.
Portable CD. So a disc man.
Okay.
A disc man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Walkman was just
cassette.
A tape. Right.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, we had I had a disc man.
Okay.
And yeah, and he was just like, man, have you heard of Linkin Park? I was like, no. And he gave me that one. And I've been listening on repeat ever since.
I like that. I respect that. Mad respect.
Love it. Love Linkin Park.
I remember listening to that the first time going to Macon with Kevin in his 4Runner. He had the top on it at the time. And we rode up there and he introduced me to it, the same album. Or CD, I should say. But, yeah, very good.
Very good.
I'm with you.
And the only reason when we did the favorite bands, the only reason Earth, Wind & Fire beat out Linkin Park was because I can't do like all of Linkin Park stuff. After about third and a half CD,
okay.
They just kind of fell off, and I can't. I'm not as biggest fan as their second half stuff. But yeah, the first three and a half CDs were
I love all of their stuff.
So that's mine. Homework completed. Presented to the class. Professor Derek,
you passed.
I appreciate it.
Yes, you passed.
I appreciate it. Derek, Brian's still working on his.
He is. And if I need to, I can go next.
This
to give
feels
you some
like
time
high
to
school to me.
It's okay. That's
coming
why I'm trying to
class,
help you out.
Not prepared, trying to pretend that I am.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, I'm so good at being on the spot. And
I thought you were
going
to say be.
I did too.
Yeah,
I did too.
Coming up with something so quick that I've already got my answers. But Derek, I'm going to let you go ahead and do yours.
Good.
I'm going to let you just.
What a nice guy.
I thought I had four more minutes to gather my thoughts. So
you go ahead, sir.
This may surprise a lot of the listeners and viewers out there. So as far as one that just didn't stay, and please don't boo me.
Oh, boy.
The Eagles, Hotel California.
Are you serious?
I can't. I mean, it was overplayed. It was overplayed. Too much.
Because it's fantastic.
And it's good, but I mean.
It's probably the most universally known little drum riff of all music time.
Yeah. Could be.
That's crazy. Well, that is a hot take, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you it would shock a lot of people.
That is shocking.
You being one of them. And Brian's over there. He can't even Google what he's trying to find the song that he doesn't like anymore.
No, I'm there.
Oh, you're there?
Yeah,
good.
Bro, I've got it.
That didn't take you long. Okay, now this you're going to love. I think you both are going
to
love this.
There's only one way to go from your last
take. This is going
to
recover.
So Hotel California is one you would skip today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to say it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So, the one that I would say put it on, actually it's funny because I listened to it like three or four times sitting on the tailgate of my truck earlier, waiting on somebody to come by and get some Mary. So, if you listen to...
This is the new Kevin. It's just every episode there's another Mary shot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this is actually the live version. Phil Collins in the Air of the Night. From 2004, he's got the little headpiece thing on, and he walks out on the stage, and the intro's super long, and anyway, he's beating the skins and singing the song in the solo. So to me, that one, 20 years from now, it's still gonna be just as good as the first time I ever heard it. That and Crockett from Miami Vice.
I was about to say, man.
Yeah.
You know, when Aaron and I go to Macon,
he don't know until Crockett on Miami Vice. I don't know what that is.
You've never gotten on I-16 and turned on In the Air of the Night up loud and just went about 120?
He doesn't know what Miami Vice is.
I know they remade it. I know it's an old show, Policeman. They remade it. I've not watched it.
I will tell you this. Ever. You and Shelly should see if they have that on, what is it? What's that thing you can sign up for that I can't afford?
Netflix,
yes. Y'all should go on Netflix and watch that if they have it on there. Or Tubi or whatever it is. Ain't there a Tubi?
There is a Tubi. Yeah.
And it's a show. It's a place you watch shows, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think
there
so.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good, Derek.
Now we're going to pitch it to Brian. Brian, you're up.
Baby, don't forget. You got to get Tubi, apparently, for some reason.
Well,
download the Tubi.
See if Sonny and Crockett are on.
I bet
on,
they got a free year subscription trial, period.
They probably got a free subscription. Good stuff. Let us know down in the comments if you have a subscription to Tubi. And we'll just stand by. We'll roast you there.
Not to be confused with the prescriptions that Derek's been so used to dealing with lately.
Isn't it Tubi?
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, y'all act like I'm wrong. Don't listen. And I'm doubting myself over here.
We're surprised you knew there was a Tubi.
Yeah.
I've heard
you
of it.
You couldn't remember Netflix, but you thought about Tubi.
Yeah,
you know what I
throw Tubi out there and you can't remember.
Imagine that.
Netflix.
Yep.
Is that monitor on right there? Is the monitor on? All right, go ahead.
That's right. Them are some ugly feet, boy.
You know what?
I told you, Derek, we charge extra for stuff like that. Now.
I got to put my sock back on. Go
please,
ahead.
Please do.
Plum embarrassed right
hey,
now.
Hey, man, I feel much better about my feet. Thank you, Derek.
See?
It's all about material for
It's all about that.
It's all about perspective.
You need a name you can trust. Call Buckeye Preferred Services. They are insured with over 35 years' experience in custom tree felling, crown reduction, whole tree removal, as well as stump grinding and cleanup. They are cutting out your problems one limb at a time, serving the greater Middle Georgia area and beyond. You can find their Facebook in the description and call them at 478-484-2178 or 478-278-5574.
Okay. Brian, please take over.
The one that you don't like, please.
The one that I would skip now that I used to love when it first came out, Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
What? Oh, man, you can skip anything by Pearl Jam.
What?
Yeah, bro.
You can skip anything. Come on,
are you kidding me? No, I'm serious,
bro. Come on, dude.
No. Yeah, they do hold one of the top three songs.
You just said you don't listen to Hotel Cal. You've lost all musical credibility.
Come on, man. Yo, Ledbetter is one of my top three songs.
But you can't. Jeremy is such a meaningful song for the time.
He killed the whole.
That's my point.
He shut up the classroom.
It's my point. It's so meaningful for the time.
Pearl Jam has got to be one of the worst bands.
Oh my god!
In history,
unbelievable. I hope my buddy. I hope my buddy Tony does. When he watches this episode, he's gonna cry that you said that.
I love Yellow Ledbetter.
Hey, cry to a Pearl Jam.
It's one of my top three songs. But Jeremy.
Can you imagine? We should do an entire episode just as like Eddie Vedder. You know what I'm saying? We'll just talk with her. Well, welcome to coffee. Well, hello. It's just trash. It's horrible. What, Derek, if I gave you $1 for every...
Big spread out before me.
That's a great song.
It is.
Listen, but it ain't Jeremy, I would skip.
Oh, man. Listen.
Why are you coming at me with their great songs?
I'm not
songs?
Trying to. Sugar, baby. I mean, give me something. Give me something.
Why am I kidding?
Give me something that sucks like that. Listen, don't give me Jeremy.
Listen, if I gave you $1 for every proper, correct lyric you could tell me from a Pearl Jam song, I'd have just as much money when we were
done. Oh,
wow. It's $2.
I'm so
alive. And that's it. I lost $5
on
that bet.
Okay.
They have a cool. I will say this as a footnote. They
Brian,
have very,
your hair looks good tonight.
Thanks, man. I just got it cut.
It looks, man, the whole gel thing and
is
everything.
It,
the way you got
is it
stuck.
Working today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Okay, I interrupted you again.
Yeah, no hat, man.
That's what I'm saying.
No hat.
You got interrupted.
That is.
Yeah.
Well, get with me afterwards and let me know what gel it is that you use and if you put it on there when it's wet or not.
It's got to be.
got to be what?
No, that's what it is. It's got to be.
It's got to be, D.
Okay. Well, let's follow back up with that later.
Let's do it.
And people can ask in the comments if they want to know if it was wet or dry whenever you put it in there or whatever. Go ahead. Tell us the good song that you
like.
If
we get comments about that, I'll be amazed. I'll be happy to reply to
We
them.
Only need one?
Listen, I'll be happy with one comment. Because other than Carl, we've been struggling with him.
You do lately. Have good
hair.
You do.
I hear that Leanne. I have good hair.
You do have good hair, yes.
Dude, what has withstood?
The test of time.
Yes.
The entire album. Nirvana Unplugged.
Okay.
The Unplugged one specifically?
Yes,
I mean, Nirvana is almost
argue
timeless.
That. Mm-hmm.
Nirvana would be almost timeless. Just.
Yeah, Nirvana Unplugged. I can put it in.
I can go.
You
did good Googling that one. I'm proud of you, sir.
Yeah, I mean that. Yeah, I get down with that.
Yeah,
that's good.
Sugar, baby. Yeah.
Yeah, you're my butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that guy's name. It was like Spazzy or something like that.
Go with Spazzy. I like it. We'll just go with that. Is he doing something? What am I missing?
What's the name of the group?
Crazy Town.
Hey, Google.
It's tough without Sydney down here.
Lead singer of Crazy Town.
Why do you talk so loud when you talk to her?
Listen, dude, when me and Shelly got here.
He got on Alexa, didn't he?
Brother, I was cussing her out.
You were?
No, he was.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Because he doesn't tell.
Shifty Sheshlock.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, because he doesn't. You can just tell, like, Alexa, cut it down to 25%.
Not
20%. He goes, Alexa, cut the music down. So it goes down a little bit. And I'm like, Alexa!
Alexa, we're
talking. Cut the music down!
Alexa, we're talking.
It's like having a conversation. How rude is that, Alexa? Will you just cut the music? And you can tell that we're talking. I know you're listening.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's weird, yeah.
And I call her names and stuff. Then I apologize. You know what she said?
What?
That's okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I felt real bad, so I went outside then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Facts.
So you going to tell us the song that you like? I'm kidding.
Okay, that probably wasn't my best answer, okay? I wasn't prepared. I just threw
you
one
weren't.
Out.
I knew you weren't.
I threw one out.
I knew it. But I will tell you, when Shelly and Chris came in, I said, Chris, have you got a song that you don't like?
And I seen you at lunch today, and you didn't remind me.
What a jerk. Yeah, I had to look up the one I didn't like.
Yes, you did. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm not. I can't defend myself.
I did. Forgot. I did. I forgot. I really did. This is me scrambling for an answer.
It's okay.
And I'm there are plenty better answers than Jeremy, but I don't like the song that, like I did then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I used to listen to that album all the time with that cassette.
Yeah.
10.
I don't. I think you could play me 10 different Pearl Jam songs, and I would think they're all the same song. And I'd be like, you just repeated the same 10 songs.
There's some of them that sound alike. I'll give you that.
They're,
like, all of them.
They're one of my, they're, they got some good stuff. They got some good stuff.
Yeah, you can't deny that. Well, Chris can deny that.
Yellow Ledbetter is one of my top three.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And then another one of my top three would be, Alice in Chains, Nutshell.
Yeah, that's up there.
That's probably number one. That's probably my number one.
I've probably listened to more Alice in Chains cover band music than I have actual Alice in Chains, dude.
They're short-lived.
I don't know why.
They were short-lived.
Dude, and everybody wants to be an Alice in Chains cover band.
Sure.
I've probably seen four different Alice in Chains. Sure. Yeah, it's like different bars and stuff back in the night. Yep. Yeah, everybody wants to be an Alice in Chains cover band.
Mary and Ropes. I remember I saw them one time.
Go ahead.
Cover band.
Go ahead.
That was the Alice in Chains cover band?
Yeah, Mary and Ropes.
Yeah. We need to give them more time to come up with stuff.
Betty and Shackles.
Betty and Shackles.
Moving forward. I got to tell y'all something I did.
Please do.
So, man, when you do that.
You have the floor, Derek.
When you do that to me, when you stare so intently at me.
I'm enthralled.
So, y'all know I quit smoking in July.
July
9th of 23. Yeah. So, when I used to buy cigarettes, I bought them by the carton. Why did you buy them by the carton? Well, because it was cheaper to buy them that way at that time. Mm-hmm. $75 a carton, whatever it was at the time.
Good God.
So, and that's 10 packs for those that don't know, and it's 20 per pack for those that don't know. Well, when I quit, I had one pack left. I had a partial that was on top of the refrigerator for a while. I threw it away, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months in. So I threw it away. Well, I kept one pack that had never been opened, and I had it in my glove box because that's where I kept my carton at.
Kind of like a blinky or
in
something?
The glove box, yes.
Like a binky?
Yes. So I kept that one pack. Well, I went to clean out my glove box and put where I got an oil change, my receipt, in there so I can keep all the records for my vehicle so I ever decide to sell it.
Side note, I bet you've got receipts for years.
That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother
as
story.
As soon as you said it, I was like, well, I bet he's got receipts from like tools he bought for his 1967.
Let's stay on topic here and let's move forward. So I put my receipt in there. I was like, you know what? Here's this pack of cigarettes. Never been opened. It's however many months old. And I said, I'm just going to throw it away. I was going to get somebody to do it for me.
Sell it?
Because it's probably stale.
I bet one of them you married people probably buy it.
I guarantee you.
Probably would.
I guarantee they would.
I'll dig it out of the trash. They hadn't come yet whenever we get off the podcast.
When I serve them up.
So anyway, I just said, you know, I'm going to throw these away. And it felt good to do that. After 34 years, I think it was. I'd have to do the math on my phone right now. After 34 years, you know, I threw away that last pack. And again, July 9th, this cup coming July 9th will be 1 year without smoking, without any nicotine whatsoever. So, I'm just saying I overcame that because I held on to it that long until a week ago. So
did you remember it? Did it, like, eat at you knowing it was in there?
Now, I will tell you, honestly, there were times where I popped it open. There was one time JJ popped it open to get a charger out of there. And she goes, what's this right here? I said, those are old. Those are old. Trust me. And she would know it anyway.
Did you ever get it out?
No.
It's like we've been packed 40 different times.
When I reached in there, I closed my eyes. I said, okay, let me go ahead and throw this in the trash can. I didn't want to see me do it, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's good, D.
I guess it's kind of a confession, I guess.
No, I mean, this is what you got to do. No, I appreciate it. Listen, one day last week, I was like, I really want to stop vaping. I'm going to go get these little Zen things.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
and try to
step
down from those. Man, I lasted about 24 hours. I can't.
It's all up there.
Man, listen, the nicotine has been the biggest thing
for me. I get
it. I'm proud of y'all, and I'm going to let both of you know, man, that y'all have inspired me to go upstairs and get that little pack of heroin that I've got. I've had tucked away for the last 5 years.
I am
going
to beat Joe right here in the studio.
I'm going right now. Today is the day.
It's like a comfort thing.
I'm not going to wash myself, throw it down the commode.
Oh,
God. Nah, bro, I'm good. I'm proud
that is
of
good.
Man.
Like I said, that's one thing I've definitely tried a few different times to quit and have not gotten very far. Not gotten very far.
Yeah.
I quit for a week one time. It was on our honeymoon, I think. We was in Florida at Disney.
Bad time to quit.
Yeah.
Man.
What the hell were you thinking?
With her 24/7?
No, I'm not talking about her.
I mean,
honeymoon. Really? On your honeymoon? Do you really want to get aggressive and be pissed off on your honeymoon?
Listen, Chris will go from smoking a Newport.
Was that your
plan? I'm going to quit smoking.
Longs or shorts?
Shorts.
Box or soft?
Soft.
Okay.
I'm OG.
Did you open from the bottom or did you open from the top?
From the bottom. Okay. Don't try.
Because you didn't
want
to get your
feet burned. Come on, man.
I didn't do it like that, but I was just curious.
Yeah, man.
Put them in your back pocket.
Go ahead. I was just curious.
What were you saying? I'll go from a Newport to a what?
Chris will go from a Newport, then saying, I'm going to quit smoking, man. And then he'll go and he'll get. What's your next step? Vape?
Yeah, now I haven't smoked cigarettes in quite some time.
That's good.
Okay.
But it was cigarettes eventually, and then it was dip, and then it was vaping,
and then
it was dip, and then I stopped. Honeymoon, maybe a week or two, and believe it or not, I was on. I think Netflix.
God, watching dang Miami Vice.
No,
I tell you what,
I was watching The Last Dance.
And okay.
Every scene with Michael Jordan, he's got a damn cigar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I think I won't. And I, so, you know, poor
I
people.
Just wish
I
could
went and
smell
bought
it.
A pack of Black and Milds.
I wish you could smell it when they have it on TV.
I know. But anyway, so I went and bought a pack
One
of Black
day,
and Milds,
man.
And then I went from Black and Milds back to dip and then vaping.
What kind of dip did you dip?
Cougar.
Bobcat.
This episode brought to you by Cougar.
Cougar. Long cut wintergreen.
Kevin put Dublin on the
Cougar.
Yeah, he did. I think they had that in prison or something.
Tastes the same to me.
Yeah, same thing.
Half the price, I'm telling you right now, boy. You don't think this is a good...
I've never witnessed Kevin dipping, but he's got to be like a third of a can at a time.
No. He's small. He gets a small pinch. He used to get a big...
He used to get a big one
like that right there. Now he gets a small pinch.
Bro,
he's growing up.
It kind of makes me want
to
do one.
When he was like 16, 17, he used to dip Kodiak.
Yeah.
I tried to do everything my brothers did. I went in his room one time and snuck some of his Kodiak.
Eat you a big old spoonful of it?
I was so sick, bro. Mm-hmm. Got out on my skateboard in the front yard, circle driveway in Pine Ridge.
Uh-huh. He was trying to stay, dude. I'm dizzy.
Oh, God.
Horrible.
Yeah, I know it was.
It was horrible, man.
Yeah.
That's why I hate tobacco.
Is it really? That's all.
No.
I was about to say, because I had a very similar experience, and I just kept on riding.
That's a lie.
Listen, but I would sometimes go play golf and put a little Hawking in. Do you remember that?
Do they still have that?
Was that from Miami Vice, too?
No, it had a gun. It had like a rifle on it or something.
And then they have that beef jerky dip. Hawking. You ever tried that?
No.
Yep.
No, I've never tried beef jerky.
It probably wasn't around whenever you were born.
It's around now.
Yeah, you can get it now. Matter of fact, I'm going to go get me some when we leave here.
Is Hawkins still around?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You tried to get some recently, didn't you?
I did. I wanted
did
to
you
get
wear your damn seatbelt today?
No.
No, hell no, he didn't.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Hawkins. Let me look it up.
You know when I wear my seatbelt?
I really don't
when
know that I want
the cop's walking
to
up to the car.
When the cop is walking up to the car, or either when I'm calling Liliana on the phone.
Because she'll give you some hell.
She will.
I know she will. Good for you, Liliana.
And sometimes I'm so bad about it. Like if I'm getting off work, if I'm getting in the car and calling her immediately as I'm driving, and it'll start beeping, I will mute the phone, like, and use it like a, do it like a walkie-talkie. Unmute it. Hey, baby, mute it.
Like the old Nextel.
Yes. And it's just going off. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Wintergreen.
Okay, so it's dip.
They do
dip.
Still have it. Yeah, they do okay. Still have it.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I tried to find it.
I might be dipping again, baby.
Two cans.
It's really mild.
It looks fantastic.
Next day delivery.
Oh, yeah, let's get in about 30 cans of them.
Oh.
It's about time to change. Look, I'll tell myself every time, I'll be like, listen, you know, I could probably quit dipping better than anything. That'd probably be the easiest one to quit. And then I always go back to dipping and then just dip for.
I say that's the hardest. That's the hardest.
It might be. I know every can of dip has got, I think, the same nicotine as four packs of cigarettes.
What?
Yeah. It's rough.
It's superior in every way.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
Yeah, yeah, fantastic. Because it's right there on your gum. So it's just
it's
getting
more
right into your bloodstream.
It gets right off in there.
Yep.
Yeah, I just need to grab this cake from mom real quick, and then we can go ahead and go over there.
This guy again?
You have got to be kidding me.
Hey, boys, I got y'all's cake right here, man. Oh, I got it right. Wait till you get a load of this.
Derek, come on, man. I got somebody way better.
Hey, suit yourself, fellas.
Always go with someone you can count on. Emerald City Suites is locally female-owned and operated. They have been in business since 2019. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. They serve soups, salads, sandwiches, and of course, cupcakes. They offer custom cakes and sweets for your every occasion. Located at 302 Pine Forest Street in Dublin, Georgia, they can be reached at 478-205-5385. Again, that's 478-205-5385. And their Facebook is linked in the description. Get your event done right with Emerald City Suites.
That is way better.
Wow. So you know I'm OCD,
fantastic.
Right?
I want to go dip now. I'm going to go get a can.
Yes, you are.
And so, like, I told y'all about taking them gummies.
Yes.
You take two of them.
Yes.
And if
we're talking about melatonin, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm out, by the way, Aaron. I don't know if Brian told you yet. Aaron, I am out. I took my last 1.5.
I could just see it down my mouth.
JJ takes
me up
a
one day
half
being
every
like,
now and then.
Is Aaron a drug dealer?
For those of y'all that
who is
don't
this Aaron
know,
girl? She's selling drugs
no,
to the podcast.
Oh, my God, Derek.
Well said, Derek. That'll be an interesting conversation.
It's A-A-R-O-N, Aaron.
No, it's Dick.
That's A-A-Ron.
That's A-A-Ron.
That's A-A-Ron.
Yes. There's 30 in a bottle.
For the melatonin gum.
30 or 60?
30.
Aaron,
weird
is 30 or 60?
Conversation to be having.
I think it's 60.
I think okay,
it's a month's
okay.
Judges say?
It's a month's supply. It's 60.
Okay, so there's 60 of them in there. Somehow, I ended up the other night with 3 in there. Mm-hmm. The math just wasn't math.
I get it.
I don't know if, like, you know.
When was the last time you had a real good night's sleep?
The night I took 3.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's called the progression of the disease,
and
Brian.
You have to
start taking more to get that original effect.
No.
That's how it works. You should know this, Brian.
I'm opening up the new bottle because, like, it's about to be empty, and I'm like, I would feel weird, like, putting the extra one back in there and knowing.
No, you just get another 3 night.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, I did. I ate 3 of them.
Good sleep again?
Yeah.
Drool.
Late.
That was a drool night.
Late for work. No gym.
Yeah.
Missed the sales meeting.
But the good thing is you had that, and then you got up and you had your Red Bull. Next thing you know, you were on top of the world.
Got
just riding
lead.
That roller coaster,
buddy. No, I get up fine. I got up fine from it, but I did. I ate three of them, so I can't
wait.
You
sure wasn't about to just eat two and then eat one, that's
for
sure.
I can't wait to get to the bottom of this bottle and see if they miscounted again.
What you do, you get down to the bottom and be like, oh, my God, there's eight left in this one. That's weird. I might as well
take
all these.
Can't count, man.
How did I get 30 left? I didn't just take all.
Baby, make sure I get up in the morning.
I don't know. Trying to get that one is stuck at the bottom and melted to it.
It is hard to get that last one out.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. It wasn't for me, bro.
I was back. Dude, I was smacking it.
Water in it. You know what I mean? Just drink it.
Derek had the knife in it.
But I think that part of it was because I think JJ had taken a half of one. So I think she took two, and then she took a half at some point.
Oh, my God. For what?
To finish the night out. To finish sleeping. To finish the night sleeping.
What?
So I get one and I hit the...
You always go up on toast.
What's the half going to do?
The two.
Does any of your people take half a damn you marry?
Not one. Not
any of them.
The two. She had two at bedtime, and I think she had another half in the middle of the night because she needs to go back to sleep.
She's close to an overdose.
Sounds like if you wake up in the middle of the night... Then the two got you halfway. Two more should finish it.
Well,
out.
That's,
yeah, I like it.
I like that math.
I'll tell her when I get off. Yeah, when we get done recording.
And then the next night, you
but
take
I couldn't.
Five.
I couldn't shake that half out. I mean, I got it out.
I know that man went and got a butter knife and
dug it out.
That skill saw from the commercial.
That was
chopping
two. That was two nights ago. Because I think night four last, I took the Z's I got, the Vicks. I took two of those.
What are they like? Are they any good?
Yeah, they ain't like what Aaron's got. They ain't hit nothing on like what Aaron's got. I mean, I sleep so much better with those gummies.
God. I don't know how to get out of this.
But
I don't know how to get out of this.
I'll tell y'all that when Brian was talking about the gummies, you know, and that puts you to sleep, and y'all follow me here. I know y'all both should really easily be able to follow me here. So you take the gummies.
What are you saying?
You should follow me.
Okay.
So you take the gummies, and you're doing this right here, so you're going to sleep. And then you wake up the next morning, and I don't know about Chris, but I know that you do because we share the same refrigerator. And Red Thunder or Red Bull, depending on how good you feel that week, you have one of those in the morning time, so then you do this. So you know what that makes me think of, right?
Speedballing.
No, I don't even know what the Sam Hill that is. So, so what that makes
That's
me think
why
of?
I love you so much.
What it makes me think of is, and now the end is near,
Elvis.
And so I face
Elvis.
The final curtain. It makes me think of Elvis, yeah, because he was this, and then he was this, and he was this.
Yeah,
him and Colonel Tom Parker, and he's going, "Who's Elvis?"
I was like, who?
He died in 74, I think, and you were born
long
after him.
I just
definitely
got
the same roller coaster. Brian's just on like the kiddie park version of that,
which is great.
I'm cool with that.
We'll take that.
I just got word in that there are more gummies for you outside in the car.
Oh man!
And so,
all right. Well, it's been a great episode.
All right, thank y'all. Appreciate everybody coming.
There's going to the car to get the gummies and then to the trash can.
Yeah. get them cigarettes back out.
Pack them smoke.
Hey, why is it though? I'm curious. You know, I've been very diligent about buying the Red Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm like, I got 2-4 packs down there, you know, with the waters and such.
Right.
All of a sudden, I open up the refrigerator and I see 3 cans of Red Bull. And I'm thinking, where did this come from? And all of a sudden, there's Red Bull in the refrigerator and I didn't buy it. I've got plenty of Thunder. I mean, we've got 2 more 4 packs. There's 8 plus whatever's in there. Because every time you take a Thunder out, I'm replenishing the Thunder in
you
the afternoon
this?
Time.
You hear this?
So there's 5. We're either 5 or 6 deep. You know, I'm putting the hot ones in the back.
Rotating them.
I'm just keeping your cold supply at the front. So what happened to the Thunder? You don't like the Thunder anymore?
I do.
You like the Thunder, right?
Thunder's superior.
Yeah, $3.99 for a 4-pack.
You can't beat a dollar a piece.
Aldi all day long.
I'm telling you.
And Brian comes in with Red Bull.
Brian has been selling the hell out of some cars. You know what I mean?
Well. Well,
he got that Red Bull money.
Well,
me, I'm bumming funders.
I'm not going to sit here and pretend to lie. We went to Sam's Club, and my baby got me a case of Red Bull.
That makes sense. Now, as a case,
24.
I didn't know they sold them in that.
They do.
I'd have
Sam's
to put
Club.
A 24 pack of Red Bull on a payment plan. You know what I mean? Lord of mercy.
That'll be $75.
That's probably about how much they were.
I need a credit check on me.
That's good, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know they sold them in a 24 pack. I guess they
didn't. I think they sell them by a pallet if you're good enough. If you know the right people, you know.
They're working on that shop out back so we can have that
you marry. Story
you marry
pallets.
Yeah. We're not going to wall it in. We're just going to have
any, bro.
Yeah, it's open space.
Just that one.
Just that one.
So you took one and you're done?
Just took some ibuprofen. And done.
You know what?
I'll probably take one tonight just in case.
So you never know.
So I got to tell y'all this.
Tell us this.
So my left side, I've been sleeping hard on it lately.
Too many of them Z's?
No. So I woke up. I was trying to go to sleep last night. And I was on right, left. And when I got on the left side, I was laying there and I was going, It was hurting me. Have you got some?
What time was this? Because you go to bed early, don't you?
This is about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh Lord!
You didn't go to bed till 2 o'clock. High five!
No.
That's okay.
It was about 11. I was off. That's
felt
fine.
Like two.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock for him.
It felt like
I mean?
Four.
It yeah. Felt like two.
Anyway,
you
be, so, yeah.
Later.
Brian, hook me up whenever we get done. See if I can't get one of them. You married?
I got you.
For all your professional and customized sawmilling services, contact Custom Sawmilling. They offer any product from Lowboy trailer flooring, countertops, bar tops, paneling, and flooring for your home. If you remove trees to build your future home, what better way to utilize those trees than making them into a product inside your home? Serving all of Middle Georgia, Custom Sawmilling is proudly veteran-owned and operated. Custom Sawmilling is located at 1607 Caps Browning Road, Rents, Georgia. They can be reached at 478-279-3657. That's 478-279-3657.
What do you got over there, Brian? You got a short one we can do?
Well, you and I like to play golf, right?
Yeah.
Somebody asked. I don't like... do you know your handicap? I don't either.
I can guess, but I don't. I don't have an official handicap. No.
Yeah, I don't either.
You got to turn in 10 scorecards.
I don't think I hardly play 10 times in a year.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't play enough to really get like an official USGA handicap.
Yeah,
I've got to be around a high. I mean, I think it goes to what, like a 30. I've got to be around there.
Yeah,
25 maybe. I've gotten to where I can break 100.
Really?
Probably more often than not now.
Yeah, pretty consistent.
I'm impressed.
You know, I still get, you know, over 100 periodically, but like out of 10 rounds, I would probably shoot under at least 7 of them. Now, not super under, like not low 90s, you know, 97, 98, 99. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Oh, okay. Great question.
No, because somebody was asking me my handicap the other day, and I just said mental.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I talk about golf with somebody and they ask me my handicap, I get out of that conversation.
Yeah, me too. Quickly.
I don't want to talk about golf with you anymore.
Because why are you asking me?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And when does it matter?
You're too much of a professional.
Yeah.
If you're concerned about what my handicap is,
yeah,
I don't want no part of it.
What do you mean I don't get 2 off 1, 2 off 10, and 2 mulligan, and a mulligan on each 9?
What do y'all think about prank calls?
Immature, childish.
Awesome. Right up my alley.
Ding, ding,
you
ding,
think
ding,
that's
ding.
Why I love them so much?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they gotta be super involved nowadays to be funny.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is there any kind of, like, laws?
There's all kinds of laws.
You're talking about, like,
people
seat
go to
belt.
School for years because there's so many laws.
But is there any kind of laws against pranking somebody?
I don't know.
I'm coming to you, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I don't know.
Chris, that's your wheelhouse.
Not for like. You're not going to get like a harassment thing for one prank call,
right?
Or any kind of threat or anything like that. What? What are you doing, man?
I'm going to make a prank call.
I'm going to blur my whole face out for this episode.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do y'all think? You think I can do it?
You can't tell me what do I think with zero context. You know what I mean? Are we prank calling the FBI?
He's testing you to see if you're the one with the shovel. Go ahead.
Y'all good?
I'm good. I ain't going to say nothing.
Thank you for calling the Dublin Home Depot. This call may be...
Home Depot, and it's them poor folks just trying to work.
Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product...
You ain't never going to get a real person on that.
What's my order status?
Oh, my God.
What's the phone number associated with...
My bad.
Person? Person.
Speak with an operator. Human.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
I doubt it.
Here we go.
Just be okay. Just please be okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you guys sell shovels?
Yes, we do.
What about plastic? Like big sheets of plastic?
Yeah, it's like tarps we do.
How about duct tape?
Do what now?
Duct tape. Do you have duct tape?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm on the way.
This is the last episode we're ever gonna have.
We made it to 45.
Did you really? Better than what I thought we were going to do.
I've got so many tears in my eyes right now. My shirt's not going to work.
Oh, my God. Sign us out, Chris.
No, listen. We need to get do a TikTok of going and buying all that stuff. Have you ever seen people who do that? They'll go, buy all that junk.
Oh, my God. Did you really just do that?
Get the cashiers facial expression or whatever, and they go and purchase all that stuff.
I gotta say this.
I don't know why you changed your voice.
Kudos to you.
Because I had to.
They don't know who you
are. So they don't know who he is. He's
on what do you think? You think you're gonna go to Home Depot tomorrow and go oh my God, it's the murderer! That's him! I recognize his voice.
I just thought it was funny with the voice.
I am so impressed that you were able to do that without losing.
With y'all snickering over there.
That's why I just looked away.
Yeah, I can't believe you got the first thing. I can't believe you made it to shuffle. I've seen you try to do stuff like that.
My heart was racing so fast because it was like bottom of the ninth, bases loaded.
Gosh, that was impressive.
That's why at the plate. Brian is funny, but he can't do it because he will start laughing before the punchline. Because he's so excited.
That was a lot of pressure.
Hey, that was...
I thought she was going to answer the phone. You were just going to
start speechless,
laughing.
Man. I got to go upstairs and I got to go upstairs and scramble some eggs.
To go with your bacon?
Yes. I'm serious.
The bacon that you oven cooked?
Yes. I'm blown away.
Glad I could.
That was good.
That took us to the end, man. That's all we needed. Just a few more minutes.
Very nice.
High five.
Do you put is your hair dry?
Got to
or
be.
Is it dry or wet when you put the gel in?
It is wet. I get out of the shower.
Yeah, please, because I need to know this for in the morning.
I get out of the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Dry off. Dry my hair.
Mm-hmm. Like just run a towel through it or your hands through
I
take the stick of deodorant and I count 1, 2, 3, 4.
As does everybody, apparently.
Of course.
Liars.
I put a little dab.
It's about the size of
about a middle finger.
What is that?
Tip of my middle finger.
About a nickel's worth.
A dab will do you. Dippity do.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett.
What?
Whipped cream, just a little dab will do you, and I can solve some mysteries too.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Come, my lady.
Go ahead.
Let me be your sugar fly.
So you're getting a thumb's worth.
About.
Nickel worth.
And then I turn on the water, put my hand under the water.
So a little water in there with the dab.
That's right. That's the secret.
So are you going for the wet look or the dry look?
The wet, dry look.
Okay. All right, Chris, Garrett, go ahead. Now that everybody knows how to do it, except me. my gal that does my hair, that cuts my hair
every
3 weeks.
Jennifer.
On Wednesdays at 4. I'm booked out for the Pencil next 3 months.
Mustache by Jimmy. I do.
Yeah.
That's Jimmy.
Well, she does. She like dries it and then she wets it a little bit and then she. And I asked her. I said, "How do you do that? How much do you put in there?" And she said, "About a nickel's worth."
Yeah, that's about right. That's about what I do.
Because I can't never make it look like she does. Anyway, go ahead.
So, thank you all for tuning in. What a great episode! And lots of laughs.
If they want to do prank calls, again.
A little bit of misdemeanor law breaking. Nothing too serious. It's all good.
That was funny.
We'll do it again next
week. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't need to stay up to date on everything we got going on.
Same thing.
Hit that like button. Comment down below what your favorite part about this episode was. Let us know your song takes down in the bottom.
Please do.
Any maybe. Prank phone call experiences you've had.
Please do the songs.
If you just happen to be the girl who was on the other line of the phone call Brian just made, comment down below and let us know, and we'll apologize. Thank you all for your continued support. Thank you to our sponsors, Buckeye Preferred Services, Emerald City Suites, and Custom Sawmilling. As always, their websites will be linked in the description down below. If you want t-shirts, we're going to get some of those before, I don't know.
Christmas.
Somewhere. You can reach out to us for that or advertising opportunities at coffeeandketchuppc@gmail.com. But yeah, thanks for everything, and we will catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
Red Thunder.